decision today. This is a decision for. Okay, that's what I'm saying. Okay.
If I can, and traditionally what we like to do is roll it out with the renewal of the insurance, so that obviously we're letting employees know what's happening next year. Year one is almost very simple because, quite frankly, the way we've laid out, most people say, I'm going to do that, so they will get the best rate of insurance in 23. If they fail to meet the requirements throughout that year, 24 is when they would be getting a different rate of insurance potentially.
So if this is adopted, and if they agree to do these three items as of right now, I mean at that time, then the county continues to pay 100% of the employee's insurance.
Correct, if that's the decision they make.
That's dependent upon how what we choose to do.
Yes, yeah. That's all, if sure. It's adopted.
Correct.
If it's adopted and the employee does not choose to go to the doctor once a year and do the presentation by video and to do the complete quiz two times a year, if they choose not to do that, then do you have a speculation of what it would cost the employee, the percentage of their insurance?
I can tell you percentage-wise.
Okay.
We've done this for well over a decade now. Percentage. 20% differential is generally what we like to see to incentivize people to do it.
But again, that's at our discretion.
100%. Yes. Yeah, I'm just
we can say 50%. We can say 3%. We can say, so it's entirely up to us.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And some of that is dictated within law, the type of program. It can't be more than 50% as an example. But to your point, yeah, you can pick anything within that framework. Mm-hmm. And again, I just will repeat this because it's worth repeating, is that's why we try to make it so simple to make sure that we're giving everyone a leg up in this process.
Thank you.
You say it's simple.
Are you going to make my problem child over here?
Probably.
No.
I don't have a primary care doctor anymore. He retired.
Mm-hmm. Well, that is an issue.
Mine died.
Yeah, mine did too.
What are you guys doing to them? That is something on the insurance side that we can help.
It's been the same doctor I've had for 40 years.
Yeah. He had a pretty good relationship.
He just got old. What are you talking about?
Not to get off topic here, but that's an issue in our country right now. We're not producing enough doctors and not going to medical school, so we are going to be in a huge deficit here in the next few years. But it is just so important that we help folks with primary care, that have that relationship, that when they need them, they can get in rather than going to urgent care ER, and it really costs them and the organization a lot of money.
Right. No, it's not a bad thing.
The articles on wellness, are they presented to the employee, or do they read them?
Yeah, so
choose one.
No, what I'll do is I'll send I send pertinent, what I believe is pertinent information. We send it at a sixth grade level, nice, colorful, really easy for folks to read. The test is not that hard, I can assure you. It's very simple. What we want is just people getting stimulated, people thinking about their own health. And so again, something that everyone's going to be able to do very, very simply. And I'll send it electronically, we'll send it out. And if we need to do paper copies, we can do paper copies as well. I'll leave that to the team back there to kind of figure out the best, because you know your employees far better than I do.
Well, thank you, because I know we've talked about doing this for years and as far as how to get the process going, so I know,
sure.
And I kind of know what this is going towards, so I'm sure staff needs to stay honest to make sure we make a decision one way or the other.
I appreciate your time. Thank you so much.
Thank you. I guess we'll be in recess. We'll recess upstairs for road and bridge roundtable discussion. I've got 9:20 a.m. We'll be in recess.